it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for Overrated, Underrated, or Properly Rated with the Chad Hartman Show. Live here on CCO. Call or text 651-461-9226. Come on, join the fun.
All right, here we go. Let's get plenty of involvement from the masses. We already have somebody underrated, Baker Mayfield. Fry, you're here. Baker Mayfield, you think about it, he went from overrated because he was the number one pick, kind of a buffoon, and then looked like his career was done, and now he's a fixture. You're shaking your head. You're down on Bake. We're tight. I call him Bake.
I know exactly who sent that message. Was that Josh Wheeler?
Probably Wheeler.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's an Oklahoma situation.
Yeah. Baker Mayfield, I've never had a problem with him. I think.
How about him with you?
I don't think so. I think we'd get along.
Yeah.
But what he's doing in Tampa is kind of fun to watch after the sort of Tom Brady era. Why not?
Yeah. I think he's underrated. All right, Fry is here. Susie's gone for 18 months, and she's getting like triple the pay. I mean, Susie's contract, underrated. Is there any doubt about it?
Yeah, and I've recently had to shift sort of where I work in the newsroom, so now I sit right behind Susie and got to hear all about this trip that she's on.
Over.
So
and over.
Yeah, it's great.
And
good
over.
For her. I'm very happy.
Oh, you moved seats.
I did, yeah.
Okay, what happened there?
So last, we've kind of undergone some equipment changes in the newsroom. Very okay. Welcome, but my computer did not get upgraded, so I had to make the shift.
Oh,
so.
How many computers did we upgrade in the newsroom? Dave, let's guess. I'm going to say two.
There's a total of what, seven, eight? Something yeah. like that?
I think seven.
I think we got almost to 50%. I think we did three.
Three?
Yeah.
Mark?
I think we did six of the
Whoa!
Seven.
Except yours?
Except mine.
Oh,
so.
That's,
so I'm starting the GoFundMe.
Yeah, exactly.
All the legalese.
All right, text away if you have something in your life, an observation, overrated, underrated, properly rated. All right, Mark, what do you have first?
So I'm sure you've seen this, and a lot of companies are doing this. They're collaborating with different products or whatnot. The latest one has just driven me nuts, and I think it's overrated. The Reese's Oreo collaboration is just junk. It's not good. I've tried them. We don't need more. And this has been a sticking point on this segment for a while. We
yep.
don't need more Oreos.
No, we don't need
Reese's
any more
fake
Oreos.
Peanut
no.
butter is just gross.
Well, let's not. Hold on a second there.
I think we just went a little far.
Yeah, we just went way. We went to what we call Adam Carter territory.
You told me to bring it.
Adam Carter territory, because the Reese's are very good. They're not the Trader Joe's. The Trader Joe's dark chocolate, among the greatest things in life, crisp five iron, Trader Joe's dark chocolate, and when Adam Carter's leaving a room. I mean, all those are... Very close. Very close. This guy attacking Reese's.
I'm just saying, you don't need to, if something is already good, you don't need to combine it with something else. Like, just yeah. keep them separate.
Yeah, it sounded like you said the Reese's were disgusting.
They're fine. I mean, Reese's in, like, pumpkin form are way better than the, like, original. Or the Reese's egg is way better than the original form.
Wow.
So.
I didn't realize he was so shape-averse.
Yeah. I mean, is a better peanut butter to chocolate ratio? Is
it
that
is,
why they're
yeah.
much better?
Okay. Apparently so. Yeah.
Yeah,
no, the Oreo craze. Calm down, Oreos.
Yeah, let's get over it.
You've got 500,000. Let's stop.
Still
right
waiting for salmon-flavored Oreos.
Yeah,
it's going to be great.
Just wait. Caviar. That's what Russia has in the house.
Toothpaste.
The caviar ones.
Underrated my alma mater's football team and their ability to ruin my Saturday.
yeah.
Listen to this stat line. As an offense, 214 yards for the Iowa Hawkeyes, 83 yards passing, 3.4 yards per play. So we are just...
That sounds like better than average.
I was going to say...
In 16-13 nail biter.
So who are we blaming now? Because Kirk's kid's gone. Who's our offense coordinator now? Hayden Fry's kid?
I mean, Tim Lester.
Well.
Yeah. So, I don't know.
It's embarrassing.
It's tough.
It is embarrassing. The Cyclones are now a better program, right?
I would not say as a whole as a program, but they're the better team for sure. But, I mean, you got to give Iowa credit. At least they scheduled an opponent. I'm like, you know.
Anybody?
The Gophers.
Yeah. Well, are you suggesting Iowa doesn't have a Southwest Louisiana?
They play UMass.
UMass. Okay. That's noted football school.
Right,
that's in there. Somebody going after a Kit Kat. Where do you stand on a Kit Kat, Eric?
Kit Kats are fine.
They're fine.
Anything wafer, overrated.
Yeah.
The wafer's just, it's not an
that's
exciting
thing. That's my favorite.
Thing.
So.
Yeah. Yeah.
That explains a lot.
Yeah. It's, yeah. We'll be talking later. Last thing.
Properly,
or if you have two more.
I have one more. I'll be quick here. Properly rated, the Metro biking system went from White Bear Lake to Stillwater yesterday. And I just think it's properly rated. Like we have so many different outlets to get around on a bike. It's good. Yeah.
Our bike paths are great, but I'm going to step on my own touchdown call and say, here's one thing's annoying me now. This summer, I swear to God, I see more kids riding the electric bikes than the regular bikes. And I'm not talking about kids with a physical challenge.
Mm-hmm.
Everyday kids who are just always on the electric bike. Hey, parents, get rid of the electric bike. Let them actually exercise, okay? No electric. If they're going on some, if mom, like, bikes 80 miles and she's dedicated to it and the kid wants to come with, fine.
Yeah.
When the kids are buzzing around the neighborhood, literally buzzing because they're electric, no. You with me?
Yes. This was actually discussed at an Am I Wrong committee meeting a couple weeks ago. We were going to possibly bring this, but we'll do it right now. If you are under 60 without a medical condition, ride your bike.
Yes.
Pedal the bike.
Yes.
And, I mean, especially the kids on trails. And these the electric bikes, I mean, 25, 30 mile an hour.
Yeah, they're
easy.
Going.
They zoom.
I mean, they fly and just, you know, they have no idea. You know, there's no on your left. There's no watching for anybody. Gone.
Is this too strong? A yes or no from you guys. If you allow your child to have an electric bike, you lose your children. Is that too strong of a statement from the radio station as a whole?
I will say yes. But if they're riding on the sidewalk, then, yeah, you should.
You should lose the kids?
Yeah, absolutely. Exactly.
Dave?
Luke? Yeah, I mean, at least for a limited amount of time. I don't know if, you know, if it's a one-year, five-year kind of thing.
I think for 1 month. If you really think your 10-year-old kid who sits around on TikTok all day now needs to go on the bike and the bike is motorized.
Mm-hmm. The e-scooter counts as well, too.
Yeah.
Same thing.
Get out of there. Get off the couch yourself, too. Come on. 651-461-9226. You want me to talk Pella?
I'd love to hear about the best windows that you can find.
They are the best windows out there. 100 years in business. They've been celebrating 100 years. But you know what celebrating means? Customer after customer after customer keeps coming in to Pella Windows and Doors, PellaNorthland.com. How about some showrooms? Brooklyn Park, Woodbury, Plymouth. How about online? PellaNorthland.com. Why do you go to PellaNorthland.com? Because you're not certain about your windows. You're not a, let's make up this term, a windowologist. You know that, okay, they shut, they close, they open up appropriately, they're keeping the house relatively cool or relatively warm. What else might be going on? What else does Pella have to offer? You go to PellaNorthland.com and you can sign up for a free in-home in-cabin, in-condo visit. They'll look at what you have. They'll look at your budget, look at your style, or also say, you're good. Or say, do you want to make dramatic changes? I made pretty significant changes at my previous house, and then when I moved, I made sure Pella windows and doors would be a part of the new place. Right now in September, here's your offer. One of two options. 0% APR for 48 months or $250 off per qualifying window and $500 off per qualifying door. PellaNorthland.com.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Among the techs, mopeds, that's what they are. Lose the children, they're with us. Almost got taken up by two yesterday. Yeah, we have standards here. What do we say, Dave? 16 and under, no physical health issues. If your kids are out there with the electric bike, you lose your children for a month.
No, I say 60 and under.
60 and under.
Yes.
Okay.
Wow. Sorry. If you're capable of pedaling a bike, pedal the bike.
Okay. So if we go on the parent continuum here, so let's say Hunter's 30. Mm-hmm. He's got a regular bike, doesn't have electric. But let's say he did. Would I lose access to him too, even though he's 30?
Well, I think once you become an adult, then it's on you.
Okay.
But I think as a parent, certainly, don't let your 15-year-old kid have the electric bike or scooter.
It's embarrassing.
Make them do a little bit of work.
Unless there's some extenuating distance. That's it. Not just hanging around with your neighbors. And who cares if the neighbor kids have it? A little exercise.
That's fine.
Yep. All right, what do you have, angry man? You going to talk about what you did this weekend?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
What did I do?
Come on, let's go.
I wouldn't wear my finisher shirt or anything like
that. Oh, here we go. Look at this.
I mean, I wouldn't wear the 70.3 Square Lake Triathlon medal while I'm doing this segment, would I? I did a really long race.
Put the medal on right there in front of us.
Thank you. It's kind of a pretty medal.
It's very nice.
Yeah, very nice.
Yeah, hey.
Is that last place?
Not quite.
Okay.
Thank you much.
Yeah. You finished.
I think I finished
way ahead of me.
I think I finished within the top 80% of the race.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Bravo. I mean that.
Maybe not.
Sincerely.
But thank you. No. Saturday was the culmination of months and months and months of training, of work, of fundraising, which went very well. Thank you to everybody who donated. We're up to almost $7,000.
Okay, remind people the money. Why?
Crohn's and Colitis Foundation. My wife and I have been raising money for them for 10, 11 years. It's all due to her health. She suffers from Crohn's disease after being diagnosed with ulcerative colitis as a child. It was Crohn's disease about 11 years ago. And when she got that diagnosis, it was, all right, it's time to find something to make a move. And we got these, you know, she would always get these mailers from the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation and Team Challenge, which is their endurance training kind of wing. And we joined up, and it's been the most amazing thing.
If people still want to donate today, how can they?
They can find any of my posts recently on Twitter, Facebook. They're all up there. They can donate for the next month or two. I think it'll still be up there. But
I'll retweet it right now as we're speaking.
Yes, money was coming in over the weekend. But Saturday, got up early, went out to Square Lake in the kind of Stillwater Marine on St. Croix area. You know, some people only bike from White Bear Lake to Stillwater, and they consider that a workout, Mark.
Okay. All right.
I got out on the lake and swam 1.2 miles, biked a little over 58, and then ran 13.1. But that's fine. You had a good workout, too. You had a good workout, too.
Wow.
It was not fun, a lot of it. I had wonderful support from my wife, her great friend Jolene. The kids were out there for the start of it and to see the swim and a little bit of the bike, but it was important that they got to their soccer games for me. I didn't want them to have to spend their whole day chasing me around, so my sister-in-law was able to get them to soccer and back, and they arrived just after, I mean, 30 seconds after I finished in the pouring rain that hit for about the last 20, 30 minutes of the run, which is not a lot of fun for me. Had I not finished 2.5 hours behind the leader of the race, I would not have experienced the rain, but I was a little slow. Anyway, the whole thing.
It's awesome, though, that you did.
Yeah, it's very great.
Just to accomplish something that you've had your mind on for a couple years, that you've been training on for probably since the fall is when I really started kicking into it. It's a really cool feeling, and I'm never doing it again because I still am in pain. All my knees yesterday were not happy. On that same note of accomplishing something that you've been working at for months, seeing the video of Randy Moss ringing the bell.
Yeah.
leaving the cancer ward, completing his cancer treatments. That almost brought me to tears this weekend. That was so cool.
Yeah, I've had a chance to see that for a few friends of mine, including our guy Jim Peterson.
Yeah,
ringing the bell.
Josh Wheeler did it.
Yeah, Josh Wheeler, right? So great stuff. So that's fabulous.
Yeah.
All right, let me jump in. Howard Stern's prank today, properly rated, if not underrated. So good. So many rumors about Stern and like Colbert. Was he too woke? Was he done with Sirius? And then doesn't show up last week when he normally comes back. And then you click it on today, and it's Andy Cohen. And Andy Cohen is also the king of the world right now, right? They're both kings of the media world. And he's starting, and he's like taking over. I know it's going to take a while. And then eventually Howard comes on after media outlet, after media outlet, after media outlet fell for it. So bravo to Howard Stern and Andy Cohen for pulling that off. Okay. Number of movies I'm excited for this fall. The Emma Stone, really unique movie. The George Clooney, Adam Sandler, looking really good, Jay Kelly.
Yeah.
And then I saw this preview of Nuremberg with Rami Malek and Russell Crowe,
mm-hmm.
Wow. Which looks really good. I could cite three or four others. As a person who has ended up watching my movies more often at home and also often just watching quality TV instead of movies, and I have no excuse because there's still great movies out there, Mark. I'm fired up for a bunch of movies this fall.
Yeah, especially the ones that get you to the theater, whereas opposed to, like, you don't want to go spend the money just to get into a theater. It's good to have those for sure.
I saw a trailer this morning for one called I Like Me, documentary about John Candy.
Yeah.
Yep. Yes.
Coming out on Prime soon.
Yes.
Ryan Reynolds, I think, helped produce or something.
Yeah. Colin Hanks, Tom's kid, I think, directed it, and Ryan Reynolds produced. Yeah.
Chrissy Teigen, our friend Shaletta, sent this one to me.
Sent Chrissy Teigen to you?
Wow. Yes, thank you.
Somebody talk to John Legend.
I prefer Chrissy, but if John wants to play some music too, that's fine. Chrissy Teigen, in a story, says she takes her sleep medications every night at 10. And then every night / morning, she wakes up at 1 a.m. and she does one of two things. She either orders food and then eats somewhere closer to 2, or she nudges John Legend, her husband, and he makes her food at 1 a.m. Overrated. Get out of here.
That's every night?
Every night she does this. Divorce grounds. Yes or no?
I mean, it's Chrissy Teigen, so no, but
yeah.
Come on.
After a while, as amazing looking as she is, you're still going to get tired. At 1 a.m., hey, John, hey, Dave, hey, Mark, hey, Chad, time for you to make me some lasagna right now. How about a little baked Alaska?
A simple omelet will do.
What does this do to your sleep? I mean, trust me, as an insomniac who just had a couple nights recently, just horrifying, but I mean, the other person doesn't have to go through this routine, does he? And he gets nudged and he gets woke up to make this meal?
I mean, that's like having a child wake you up as like a newborn saying, I'm hungry. So, that's really crazy.
Yeah, that is awful. The dishwasher times, what are we doing with these dishwasher times? What is your, do you know your normal dishwashing time on your dishwasher right now?
Couple hours.
While you're wearing your metal, I mean, I want you to wear.
Really nice, doesn't it?
I want you to wear that around for like a week.
Okay, I'll wear it every day.
Okay, so it's like 2 hours, right?
Oh, that, yeah.
Okay, Mark, how about yours?
Yeah, I think it ranges depending on sort of what's in, but yeah, it seems like it takes forever.
Moved.
Yeah.
So this one now is normal, 2 hours and 40 minutes. What am I putting on the dishes that needs 2 hours and 40 minutes? Is this some competition in the dishwashing community? How long the normal rinse should be?
Use the Rinse Aid?
I do. I'm a Rinse Aid guy.
Good.
Not every time, but it's like every couple weeks, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The Quick. I got crazy today. Went with the Quick.
Ooh.
You know how long that is? An hour.
Isn't that enough?
And your dishes are probably disgusting still.
Now, do you guys wash your dishes in the sink before you put them in the dishwasher? Yes or no?
Yes.
Rinse the solid food off of it.
Correct.
That's all.
So if there are stains, you still put in the dishwasher?
Yes.
You're wrong. Come on. Let's put a little more effort. That's like the electric bikes again. Put a little more effort into
it. So you wash them by yourself and then complain for about 2.5 hours.
2 hours and 40 minutes.
If you just set them aside, they'd be done. If you already washed them
yourself.
Aquarius
and the 99% of the contaminants that come out? I mean, you got cheeseburgers in your dishwasher? Is that what
No, I told you I rinse off the solid food.
Old rotisserie chickens probably in there?
Well, yeah, I got that. That's where I keep them.
Yeah. Mike Osterholm is next on CCO.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
So much to discuss with Mike, including his new book. We're going to have him on for a longer visit. Ideally, Mike, let's have you in studio and talk about your book and get into it. And I know you've been traveling the country promoting the book, and I'm going to talk about it at the end. But it just seems like lately that RFK Jr., the Florida Surgeon General, and COVID vaccines, the stories, the news I'm watching is to me, is stupefying and frightening. So let's talk about today what has happened in Minnesota, where the governor, Tim Walz, has issued an executive order which directs the Department of Health to expand its efforts to protect vaccine access in Minnesota. This comes in response to action by RFK Jr. Let's just talk about what RFK Jr. has done and what the agency has done in making it significantly more difficult if you want to get the COVID vaccine. We're not talking about requiring you to get the vaccine, but if you want to get it, the changes RFK Jr. has made to make it more difficult, thus the governor responding today.
Well, first of all, thanks, Chad, for having me on again. Let me just remind the listeners who may not remember this, but, you know, I've served in every role in every presidential administration since Ronald Reagan, when I worked on HIV/AIDS and the AIDS Commission. All the way up through in Trump 1, I was a science envoy for the State Department and served for 2 years in that role. So, you know, as you know, and I've also worked for two Democratic governors, two Republican governors, and as I say, with great affection, one independent wrestler. And, you know, no one would know my partisan politics. I'm just a private in the public health army. That's my job. I'm supposed to help however I can. And so my comments today are really very much in that vein. And I think that's important. So let me just frame where we're at right now. We are at a critical crossroads in this country, unlike any I've seen in my 50 years in the business. We have a choice. Are we going to go with science? That which has brought us increases in life expectancy, a much, much healthier world overall, and with many, many scientific findings that have brought great advances to our society. Are we going to go with that, or are we going to go with magic smoke and mirrors? And the magic smoke and mirrors has every real reason why for us to believe that millions of people globally will die over the kinds of things that are happening right now. You've never heard me talk like this before, ever. Because I've never, ever sensed something as potentially damaging and literally destructive to our society. That's what we're up against right now.
What scares you most about RFK Jr.?
The fact of the matter is that he is not a truthful individual. You know, I've seen that happen time and time again where he will say things. I mean, last week in the hearing, he made statements about the vaccine and only to be reminded of those statements several minutes later. He said, I never said that. It's right there on tape. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. And the challenge with that is it underlies all of the concerns that so many people will have when they hear him talk that, well, I can't believe this or I can't believe that or I don't know if this is right. I mean, let me just give you an example. Right now, as I'm out here talking about the potential for another pandemic, and one of the real very high-risk issues is influenza. We know that we could have another 1918-like event, which was catastrophic, even more so than we saw with COVID, and that could happen starting tomorrow. Our global capacity to make influenza vaccines are very limited. We still largely grow the virus in chicken eggs to get it to make into vaccine. Well, in a year's time, we could only make enough vaccine for about a quarter of the world. That's it. After a pandemic begins, you know, three-quarters of the world on their own. Well, this new mRNA technology that we are using for COVID actually has the potential to be also used for influenza in a way that we could make enough vaccine within the first year to vaccinate the whole world. The difference between those two scenarios is millions and millions of lives. And their lives are right here in our own hometown. And I can tell you right now that when they disbanded the $500 million investment in bringing these vaccines forward and doing the research to make sure that they were effective and they were safe, basically gutted that possibility. That's the kind of decision-making that isn't about a couple of lives. This is about millions of lives. So to me, that's the challenge we have right now is how do we convey to the general population why you should be concerned about this? This is not just whether you can get a vaccine or not. Very critical. This is about decisions like that that are tearing apart the public health response that we have worked so hard to develop.
Mike Ostrom, a frequent guest on this show for almost 25-some years. His newest book is out, The Big One, How We Must Prepare for Future Deadly Pandemics. We're going to talk at length with Mike about the book when his schedule slows down and we can get him in studio. I watched a lot of those hearings, Mike. And for the first texture or the 100th texture is going to say, well, it was just Democrats going at RFK Jr. Here's what I'm going to say. You didn't watch. You did not watch because among the most specific and vigorous were two Republican doctors, John Barrasso and Bill Cassidy. And they were specific in their questions and their comments. And as usual, RFK Jr. had no response outside of denying what is demonstrably true because he just lies so frequently he can't even keep track, I don't think, when he's telling the truth.
Yeah, and that's the thing that scares me because, you know, the fact of the matter is that as we're doing this work in public health, we do need to work closely with the community. In the book, I talk about the failures in communication, the challenges that we had during the pandemic, that we could have done a much better job in relating to the public. So it's not like I'm sitting here declaring we know what's right, you don't. We have work to do. But the bottom line is it's based on the science. It's based on the real facts. I mean, for example, 155 kids have died this past year from COVID. And all we're asking for is allow parents, if they want to get their kids vaccinated, they can. As you said, it's not a mandate. We know that pregnant women are at much higher risk of having a very serious outcome with COVID if they're pregnant. And in fact, he has taken vaccine away from them. And there is no scientific data to support this. In fact, our center is leading a national effort right now called the Vaccine Integrity Project to actually evaluate very, very rigorously the data that exists for these vaccines like COVID, influenza, and RSV. And we find the tremendous benefit from these vaccines in reducing serious illness. Now, let me be clear. These vaccines are good, but they're not great. They won't necessarily stop you from becoming infected and maybe even infectious. But they are amazing at reducing serious illness, hospitalizations, and deaths. Why would we deny somebody that vaccine if they want to take it? Again, no mandates. That's the kind of thing that's dangerous. That's ideologically a decision, not scientifically a decision.
Couple last points with Mike Ostrom. Normally with us longer, but very busy and taking some time to join us on his schedule. Let's talk about what the Florida Surgeon General did trying to separate from the other 49 states with school kids and schools saying no longer mandates for vaccines, which kids have been taking for decades, which has eliminated diseases, lessened diseases. I watched his interview with Jake Tapper yesterday, where Tapper at one point said, can you run us through the statistical data which backed up this decision to end the long-held across the country in every state childhood vaccine mandates? And the Florida Surgeon General said, we didn't do any. We did none of that. Think about that. That's again, it's another moment I'm watching TV, Mike, saying, is this really happening?
Yeah. And that's what I'm dealing with every day. And let me just offer a perspective on what happened in Florida. You know, one of the reasons why we have vaccine mandates is that these vaccines are not perfect, meaning 100% of people are not all protected. 97% of the people with measles vaccine, mumps, they're incredible, okay? But they're not absolutely perfect. Why do we want to have kids vaccinated mandates? Because it's also a collective community good. Because when in that room, 95% or more of the kids are vaccinated, the chance of you infecting one of those children who comes into that classroom with an immune compromised condition, somebody who would be at a much higher risk of serious illness, you help protect them as a community good by having so many people vaccinated. So it's a two-pronged issue. It's about protecting your own kids or yourself, but it's also helping to protect others. And, you know, these are very, very effective vaccines, the polio vaccine, you know, the measles vaccine, the mumps vaccine, rubella. Those are the kind that we're mandating for kids, okay? And I can tell you right now, you know, when Mr. Kennedy said, well, none of these vaccines have been studied where they do what we call a randomized controlled trial, where, you know, half of them get a placebo, you know, an inert substance, and nobody knows who gets which, half get the vaccine. And he said, you know, this is, in fact, is they're not safe. Well, the 12 childhood vaccines we're talking about, we identified 511 placebo-controlled trial studies, meaning, you know, the data are overwhelming.
Yeah.
You know, it'd be like you and I haven't gone and study whether red lights mean you should stop or not.
Right.
You know, maybe we should do a study to find if that's what that is. That's exactly where we're at. So it's unfortunate that we get distracted into these other side issues based on dis or misinformation. These vaccines in kids make a difference. We know today that there are probably over 100 million children in this world that basically in recent years are alive because of childhood vaccines.
Last thing, and I'll let you go after this. I thought it was notable on Friday when the president was asked about this. And normally, I think a lot of people would expect him to say, good on Florida, you know, give more parents the choice. The president went out of his way to talk about vaccines that clearly have worked. So he continues to be in this odd spot, Mike, where he wants to tout Operation Warp Speed. He wants to tout vaccines, but he knows there are tens of millions of his supporters who basically want to dismiss all vaccines because they didn't agree with some of the comments when we were trying to figure out what COVID vaccines could do or mandates, which may have been wrong. It's perfectly fair debating that, but now want to eliminate all vaccines, and the president isn't addressing that part of his base.
Well, I obviously can't and won't get into the politics of all of this. As I've said before, my job is to just serve in the public health army, and, you know, I'm just a private in that. But I can surely tell you that today a parent, a young couple who has a child who are debating whether to get their child vaccinated or not, because of the kind of information that gets shared out there that's just factually not true. And so our job is just to continue to provide them with that information, let them understand the best we can why these vaccines are so beneficial and what they mean or what they do. And, you know, the president and everyone else will speak to the importance of these vaccines as they are. I mean, as a scientist, I'm just going to stick my nose to the grindstone and just keep putting out the best scientific data we can.
Travel safe, sir, and we'll see you back when
you get
in town.
Look for it. Thanks,
Mike,
Chad.
Mike Ostrom, thanks. Again, the new book out, The Big One, How We Must Prepare for Future Deadly Pandemics. I don't trust a word, RFK Jr. says. Not a word. You can just see it over and over and over again when he lies, when he obfuscates, when he puts people on committees who clearly are anti-vaccine. Let's just review this. RFK Jr., the debate was, Dave, in the last presidential race, because he has been a lifelong Democrat, and because of the name, was he going to take more votes from Joe Biden, who would eventually obviously turn into Kamala Harris, or was he going to take more votes from Donald Trump? And Donald Trump, after negotiations by his son and Tucker Carlson, RFK Jr. came out and endorsed him. Endorsed him with the trade he would get a prominent position. This was Donald Trump involved in a political transaction. By the way, we've seen politicians make deals with other people. But are they then as dangerous as this guy? Somebody tell me in American politics where trade was made in that manner, when it was this dangerous. Because it is, I truly believe this, frightening what RFK Jr. might do to this country.
It was a horrible decision to nominate him, and yet he was still confirmed.
Yeah, and Bill Cassidy.
All the people, all the senators that sat through those hearings,
yep,
watched him lie, knew he was lying.
No, he's not qualified.
Yes. I mean, his own words repeated in front of him, played in front of him, and all we got was, oh, yeah, that's out of context. That's out of context.
Right.
No, it wasn't out of context, sir.
And then he wants to filibuster for 18 minutes, right? And obviously, there's a ton of grandstanding. We know that. We know that if, let's say, during the Biden administration, whatever, it's been grandstanding. But again, Dr. Bill Cassidy, Dr. John Barrasso, both Republicans, they weren't timid. And by the way, Cassidy, who, you know, debated and cast the last vote and then is going at him now. Come on. Nothing should surprise. When you voted for Donald Trump, and if you did, you're absolutely 1,000% entitled to it. And you are entitled to feel like he's the best president ever. We don't agree. That's part of the exchange. That's totally fine. But you knew what you were getting with Donald Trump. Just like you knew what you were getting with RFK Jr.
Yes.
And the history was out there. His lawsuits, his anti-vaccine business. That's just an agenda. It's his business. And so when you voted for him, you voted for him mainly out of fear from Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
But in particular, doctors who voted for him, you should be ashamed. And you're complicit with the sadness, the unsafe matters. And when Mike is talking about immune compromised individuals, that was my son in school. And if you want to go to non-public schools where they have different protocols on a variety of issues, including vaccines, that is your call. Nobody's requiring you. But when it's the overwhelming majority of kids, including immune compromised kids, so now immune compromised kids, should be the ones who have to find different schools. We're that repugnant. We're that cruel. We shouldn't be. Part of the time, we switch topics here. And we do commercials. Now, this is health. This is fitness. It has nothing to do with RFK Jr. Stretch Lab. Would you like me to talk Stretch Lab right now?
I would love that.
Okay. We're going tomorrow. Q and I are going tomorrow. I need it. By the way, I'm looking at a guy. That's you right here.
Yeah.
Stretch Lab. Let's go, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm watching you stretch here, that's good. Why don't you go to location? There's plenty near you.
There's one right next to me.
Yeah. There's one in Woodbury. Right there, stretchlab.com. What would happen with Dave? First of all, they'd say they love him, carries the show. Then they would say, why is your wife with you?
They'd say nice metal.
Nice metal, because he's going to walk around with his metal. And then they say, okay, let's assess. You get this sweet little machine, and you do a couple stretches, and they'd cry because they'd laugh like, you were triathlon. This is your lack of flexibility. Then they'd sit him down for a 50-minute stretching session. Who's sitting him down? Train professionals. Who go through months and months of training. And by the way, they don't live up to it. They're gone. And you're going to walk out of there like Dave would walk out of there after 50 minutes feeling better and probably, hopefully, signing up, become a monthly customer. I've been going since 2019. I totally believe in it. StretchLab.com.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.